Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Deuce and I joined now by Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on. Season is heating up.
It is. And I hate, I'm going to get this ugly question out of the way early here, Andrew. And we had a caller earlier kind of reference it. But as I've looked around the fantasy football world, a lot of the analysts talking about who are the guys to target this week. If you've got them, to start them. One of those, first, the tight end for the LA Chargers. And the other one is Justin Herbert, the quarterback for the LA Chargers. And when you read most of those, the discussion has been about the inabilities of the Saints defense. And how do you like those two guys going into this weekend?
Yeah, so Justin Herbert has obviously been one of the better quarterbacks in fantasy over the past couple of weeks. He's averaged over 300 passing yards per game. But, you know, if the Saints are able to get back some of their defensive players and their key defenders, I'm not so sure that we're going to see Herbert continue the same type of success that he's had. You know, the matchup on paper looks good, but the Saints tend to do this. The Saints tend to start out the season slow, but it takes them a couple weeks to kind of gel and get together. Then they eventually kind of put out, you know, one of the better units. So I don't expect Herbert to necessarily come out and just light the world on fire. You know, Austin Eckler isn't going to play. So, you know, he's out and he's one of their better offensive weapons. So if Chargers can really lock down, or the Saints can really lock down Keenan Allen, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop Hunter Henry, but I don't know if we're going to see the exact type of performance from Justin Herbert again.
When you look at just the Saints in general, were you surprised by Tre'Quan Smith's week last week, with him being able to get the two touchdowns?
Yeah, so we talked about this a couple times, but Tre'Quan Smith has really kind of taken over that Michael Thomas role, that ex-wide receiver in Michael Thomas' absence. And I know it doesn't surprise me at all to see that he was able to kind of be that, to put up that type of production. Again, I'm more concerned about him long-term in terms of when Michael Thomas ultimately makes his return back to the lineup. Again, it still looks like it's iffy on whether they're going to have Michael Thomas in this particular game. We're still kind of waiting on the news. I haven't heard anything yet, but they do have a bye week in week six. So if I'm the Saints, I would probably lean towards probably sitting him another week and just, you know, get into the bye week, and then you have him week seven and he's all good to go. So in that case, I think that Tre'Quan Smith would be another guy to go back to play this week, even against, you know, a Chargers defense that, you know, has some pretty good corners.
Speaking with Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, you mentioned the Austin Eckler injury. Do you see Josh Kelly as an option for the guys who have Austin Eckler, or is there another guy floating around in the NFL right now that's fairly available that you like more?
Yeah, so Joshua Kelly is definitely interesting because he's going to be, you know, projected to get the lion's share of carries. You know, he might split some time with Justin Jackson there. But at the same time, the Saints defense, you know, they've struggled a little bit in the secondary with those injuries. They've been a very good run defense so far this year. They have PFF's 10th highest graded run defense. And it's not like Josh McKelley has actually really lit the world on fire as a runner. He hasn't been really good on the ground so far this season. Again, it's really more about the volume that people are kind of attracting themselves to when it comes to a guy like Joshua Kelly. So, again, I think that he's still good for, you know, a low RB3 play, but I would temper expectations about him. I do think that an interesting guy to look at is D'Ernest Johnson, who's coming off Cleveland Browns. He's coming off a 90-yard rushing game. Kareem Hunt is a little bit banged up, you know, dealing with a groin injury. And the Colts are missing some of their key linebackers. Darius Leonard, who's, you know, there, that top linebacker, he's not going to play for the Colts. So that's a huge linebacker. You know, obviously going to affect the run game. So I think D'Ernest Johnson is definitely another guy, another option as a low RB3 play.
You got to give me a defense that you like this week just because of the matchup.
Man, I guess, I mean, I'm going to have to probably look at a defense like the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I don't like the Dallas Cowboys defense, but you got Daniel Jones coming to town and Jason Garrett. They just don't run a very aggressive offense right now. So I think that, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are going to definitely be on your waiver wire. They're going to be there. So I think the Cowboys are an option you can pick up. And another defense I like as well is the Philadelphia Eagles. So Philadelphia Eagles are actually have the most total pressures among all defenses this year. And again, the stigma with the Eagles is without Carson Wentz, without all the injuries on the offensive line, you know, that's all hunky-dory, and that's accurate. But the Philadelphia Eagles defense can generate a lot of pressure. And we see times with Big Ben, you know, he does some boneheaded stuff. He tries to, you know, extend the play, and sometimes he throws a couple picks. So I think that the Eagles are a really good defense to look for this week as well.
All right, Andrew Erickson, Senior Fantasy Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Andrew, we appreciate the time as always, man. We'll get you on again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, great. Thanks so much. All right, Deuce, I got D'Ernest Johnson written down in front of me here. You know, I had Nick Chubb. It's depressing. One league I got Nick Chubb. He's hurt. Another league I got Christian McCaffrey. He's hurt. That's why I don't play fantasy. That's why I don't like fantasy. I don't even know why I'm in these leagues. I don't even like it. It frustrates me. What am I doing? Oh, well. I know everybody's into it. It keeps me young. You know what I mean? Deuce keeps me young. That's what all the kids are doing these days. Deuce and I will step away. We're going to continue the conversation about the Saints secondary, where we think they need to go to improve on their start early in the year here, and talk a little bit about Patrick Robinson and the outing he had against the Detroit Lions. You're listening to Fans and the Pros here on WWO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.